Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Steve Johnson. He is the ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist for Central Iowa. First of all, Steve, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So first of all, let's talk about the yields that farmers have been seeing this year. You know, that's something that has been concerning for most of the year.
Yeah, Central Iowa farmers are really surprised, especially by corn yields. So these yields are going to be much larger than most anyone anticipated. The Iowa estimate is 192 bushel an acre corn and 53 bushel an acre soybeans. So perhaps they were disappointed with soybean yields, especially compared to last year. But it looks like the corn yields in Central Iowa are going to come in probably about average compared to the last 5 years.
Yes, that is good news for farmers. Now, as far as the price for those yields, what are farmers going to be seeing this year?
We think that the likelihood is we're going to see the strongest basis, local cash minus nearby futures, the strongest basis we've seen in 5 years, but the futures prices have set back almost 35 cents since October. So farmers are disappointed in likelihood of the cash price, unless they did a good job of pre-harvest marketing, and that's what I've been teaching for the last 15 years. So the farmers that did a good job of marketing these crops ahead, probably going to make money this year, probably good money, but then the government's also sending them a market facilitation program payment. And that payment's about $65 an acre in Dallas County, $66 an acre in Greene County, and those farmers have already got 75% of those payments. So I think, surprisingly, net farm income's projected to increase by about 5.5% in 2019.
Okay, so now that money that you're referring to from the federal government, that's basically what's referred to as the farm bailout. Has that really been working? Have farmers been benefiting from this?
Absolutely. That's going to total about $14.5 billion. And when you add that on to last year's $12 billion, farmers are definitely benefiting from this market facilitation program payments. And even though we have less demand for U.S. corn and soybeans, that's not just China. A lot of this is the competition around the world. Ukraine had a record corn crop. Brazil and Argentina had a record corn and soybean crop last year. And when you add on this fact that we're not doing normal business with China, that's adding to the lower cash prices that farmers are realizing right now.
All right. So do you feel like those markets may return someday, or is this sort of becoming the new normal?
I think there's going to be two things. I think the Japan market is already going to be online 1st of January. Japan's a major buyer of U.S. corn and U.S. beef. I think that will benefit U.S. consumers. I think we're still waiting for the USMCA. And the fact is that is sitting in Congressman Pelosi's desk. And if we would get a USMCA signed and in play in early 2020, there's the Mexican and Canadian markets. So even though we might not be trading with China because of all sorts of issues that have built up over the last 30 years, including the manipulation of currency, the fact is that we're finding other demand around the world. But we've got more competition. We've got a lot of countries that can produce number two yellow corn and number one yellow soybean.
All right. Now, is there going to be any like surplus amount of grain this year and farmers holding on to a lot of it like they did last year?
Absolutely. We are going to have almost 500 million bushel of soybeans left over at the end of the marketing year. That is the second highest on record, only record to last year's 1 billion bushel. For corn, we're going to produce roughly the sixth largest crop, but we're going to have another year of large ending stocks. And that's not just about trade. It's about the U.S. dollar. It's the strong U.S. economy. And it's this competition that we have from around the world. And now we've got Brazil and Argentina increasing both corn and soybean planted acres for this next year. And I would anticipate in 2020, U.S. farmers will probably expand corn and soybean acres by over 10 million acres. A lot of those acres were in prevented planting, and those are going to come back into production. So we're probably not done with a lot of pressure that's going to be on corn and soybean markets as long as we have normal weather in the southern hemisphere, and then next spring, summer, and fall, normal weather in the northern hemisphere.
All right. Now, do you see the current farm economy being a strong one, or is it recovering, or how do you feel like it is as a whole?
The 2019 U.S. farm economy is right about average for the last 20 years. But the reality is we had record net farm income in 2013. So a lot of people want to compare today to 2013, and we've lost about 40% of that net farm income. But 2013 was a perfect storm, three consecutive years of weather problems in both South America, in Russia, Ukraine, and in the United States. So it will probably take some sort of major weather problems that builds over multiple years to think that we're going to have a significant increase in U.S. corn and soybean prices. The good news is we've got record demand for feed, livestock production, and I think animal protein is going to be the success story in agriculture for 2020.
All right. Now, I've heard some stories about some smaller local farmers having to declare bankruptcy in near record numbers. Is that accurate to say, or is that sort of overblown?
Absolutely not accurate. Overblown. As of the most recent data, there are 30 farms that have declared bankruptcy in the state of Iowa. It's an increase over last year, so people are just comparing that and saying, well, that's a 50% increase. But in Iowa, we have 66,000 farms growing corn and soybeans and cattle and hogs. And to think that 30 of those have filed bankruptcy, that's a pretty small percent. But there is financial pressure out there. Most farmers have a lot of equity in land, and that's the key right now. It's cash flow and working capital, current assets minus current liabilities. The good farm managers are managing risk, and that's what's setting them apart as we enter likely 7 years of low net farm income compared to the record income from 2013.
All right. Well, Steve Johnson with ISU Extension, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, we've been out doing farm bill meetings, so my colleagues and I are doing 80 of those around the state, and if you miss those, there are three recorded videos. Just search ISU Ag Decision Maker Farm Bill Information and find those webcasts on ARC PLC. Again, there's another 50 or 60 meetings taking place around Iowa, but we finished up the Central Iowa meetings in mid-November.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information. I appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Steve Johnson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.